Welcome to the New Wolsey Theatre Podcast. I am Zach.
And I am Zanna.
And I'm Jack. The New Wolsey Theatre is an award-winning theatre in Ipswich.
We're a vibrant cultural hub offering all kinds of performances, community engagement, and artist development.
We're going to be chatting all about different areas of the theatre and the arts.
And thank you for joining us on this episode. Welcome back to the New Wolsey Theatre Podcast, and today we are going to be talking about our Panto Pay It Forward campaign, which we've literally just launched. Jack, initially this was your idea. Tell us, what made you think of it?
We put on such a great pantomime. It's a lot of fun. It's vibrant. There's great songs, great acting musicians. And it's a really, really special time to be in the theatre. I've worked here just over 2 years now, and I've had two pantomimes, Goldilocks and obviously Dick Whittington. And I work here. I get to experience backstage. Every year I hear the songs through the walls in the matinees. I'm lucky enough as a staff member, as one of the perks, to get some free tickets to come see the show. So I'm very lucky that I get to see it multiple times and experience all the joy that everyone brings, not just staff, not just the cast, but also the audiences. It's such a really great time to be in the theatre. But we're in a cost of living crisis, and it's financially, it's a really tough time for a lot of people. And it does mean that a lot of people will have to make a lot of tough choices. And one of those may be that they can't afford to get a certain present for Christmas, or they can't, whatever it might be. But one of them also could be that they used to come to the pantomime and for whatever reason may not be able to this year. And that's a really, really sad thing to think about. And it was sort of an idea that was, I believe, born up around my nan's table in her kitchen. That's another shout out for Nan Cass on the podcast. But
she's so famous.
But yeah, it was sort of a discussion around there to sort of say, we've got some seats that maybe we weren't filling in certain performance times. And what can we do essentially to help? And we've seen other Pay It Forward campaigns go so well in other places. I had an experience of a few of those sort of things at university when we were in our theatre arts society at uni. And people are really generous. People, you know, especially the people of Ipswich, I think there's so many good charities and so much good work that goes on that I kind of thought, well, here's an idea. Let's try and get those people to be generous with us and for other people again in this campaign that I think can, yeah, give people that if either they're struggling or they haven't got much to look forward to because of financial restraints or whatever it might be, it gives them a chance to be able to have something to look forward to over the Christmas period.
It is a great campaign to run, and so many people have already got involved, which is fantastic, isn't it? Zach, is this the first time you've been involved with a Pay It Forward campaign?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's my first time being involved in theatre in general. I've been here about, 4 or 5 months now.
A newbie still.
Everything is very new. Finished my first pantomime, getting started for another 2 month break between, barely.
Yeah. Well, for anyone that's listening, pantomime might stop for you for most of the year, but it never stops for us here. We are finished the next, finish one, and we are straight into planning for the next.
Just right in. That's it.
Literally, the last date of the pantomime this year, I think, was the 23rd of January. Around that date. I
think 23rd, 24th.
But we're already working on the artwork and the first copy for the show.
It's out there. It's out in the world now, isn't it? It's we've announced it. But I think for about a month and a half, we've already been working away on it.
And it's Sleeping Beauty. And of course, Sleeping Beauty is traditional pantomime.
Yes.
And we can't say too much about it yet because it's still being written. But we do know that they're going to have a lot of fun with it because it's set over 100 years. So we'll start in modern day, and I think the show will then warp into the future. So it'll be really exciting. And there's a dragon. Are we believing there's a dragon?
Milo the dragon. Yeah. And I think that's what this Pay It Forward campaign was about, is that we know how much fun it's going to be. And it's really sad to think that there'll be a lot of people out there that may otherwise not be able to experience that fun as well this year. So it was about us trying to think of a way that we can work with different community groups across Ipswich to see.
That's what I was going to say. So we have chosen and are still, we still have quite a lot of interest from some other community groups as well, who want to be involved from the campaign.
Yeah.
And then what will happen is, as and when we've reached the 800 tickets,
we're looking to raise enough money to give out 800 free tickets, which is two of our auditoriums. You know, we hold, I mean, 404 to be precise, I think is our max, but we're going with 800 as a two auditorium sort of scale.
Yeah. How exciting for some of those people who've perhaps never been to this theatre or ever seen a pantomime before.
Yeah. Too. I mean, that's another, interesting thing as well. There is a lot of people that, for one reason or another, they have never been to the theatre, or a theatre, any theatre as well. We see that with our schools tour of Hare and Tortoise at the moment, that there's a lot of kids in the schools that we visit. I say we, but we as a theatre that we visit, that have never been to the theatre, and they maybe never will again. So it's you know, providing experiences like that, and then, like I said, with Pay It Forward as well, giving a ticket to someone who may have never been before, and for whatever reason they may never come again, but it's about giving them something that's really special to have to look forward to, and also just, you know, to experience whilst they're here in the building.
I'd like to put my two cents in that matter as well, because as a foreigner, this panto and theater in general is the very first one I've been to in my introduction to the art itself, and I think it's very important because it also helps you feel more integrated into the community. When you come in, you don't know anything about the town, the country, the customs, anything like that. A pantomime is welcoming, is an easy into what British people are like.
And it's just bonkers, isn't it? Totally bonkers. I can imagine someone that's never watched a panto before going in and thinking, what on earth is going on here? But that's what we love so much about it.
Yes, it can be quite a shock, I suppose, for somebody who's never experienced it, but it's guaranteed laughter. And there's something about sitting in an auditorium watching a pantomime, whether you're used to doing it or it's your first time, it's so contagious. And that ripple of laughter, because the actors on the stage then play up, and it's like you're part of the show as well.
And we've, you know, day to day, we've all got our own problems going on. And you find that when you go into to watch any show, you forget about that for those two and a half hours. But especially with panto, it's so wild that, and there's always so much going on that you just forget about whatever's going on. And there is a good chance that with the various community groups that we work with, there is an increased chance that people that will receive these tickets are people that do have some problems going on in their day-to-day lives, whatever that might be. And this is, you know, it's not only just about people having something to look forward to and something to enjoy, but something to escape some problems for a couple of hours as well.
100%. How do you pay it forward?
So you can do it online. There's we have our standard donation page, which goes to everything we do as a building, but there is a new subpage, if you want to call it that, that you can make a payment online. So there's a couple of suggestions on there. I think it's sort of there's like £1, £5, £10, £20, but you can also enter your own amount. So if you wanted to donate £3 or you wanted to donate £1,000, any donation obviously is welcome. You can do it by phone. So if you're needing to ring up, or if you're calling to make your panto booking this year, then you can ask over the phone if you can make a donation, and our friendly box office team can add that on.
But when I book online, like I normally do, is there a button when I'm in my cart, my shopping cart?
When you put your panto tickets in your basket, there will be an option that will come up on the side of that, basically. Like when you click continue, it will come up saying, would you like to donate? And it'll give you the option of the standard donation or the pay it forward donation. And you just have to make sure you choose. I mean, any donation's welcome. It doesn't have to be to the pay it forward one, but if you want to choose that, just make sure you click the right option. I mean, you can donate at any time as well. You can donate £10 now, and then in another month donate another £10. You can do it alongside tickets, you can do it on its own. So you don't even, if pantomime is not your thing, which there are people out there that it's not your thing, you can make a donation anyway. It doesn't have to be alongside booking your own tickets. But the idea was just to sort of piggyback it, I guess, alongside panto, to kind of say, look, you've got this great thing coming up. Now we'd love you to help contribute and make sure that there are other people that also have that great thing to look forward to coming up as well.
Thanks, Jack. That's awesome. Zach, is there anything else we need to ask him?
No, I think that just about covers it.
Great.
Yeah, sure does. So Sleeping Beauty runs at the New Woolsey from
the 22nd of November to the 18th of January.
Great. Lots of matinees, evening performances. Late night shows, relaxed performance, and of course, all the usual audio description. We have captioned performances and BSL.
Yep.
So,
touch tours as well.
Touch tours. Yeah.
Live streams.
Live streams.
Thank you.
It's all going on.
It's all going on. Well, we better go and answer some phone calls. Thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please tell your friends about us and give us a share on social media.
If you'd like to get involved with our podcast, please drop us a message on social media.
We have a full and exciting program of shows, activities and events throughout the year. For more information, visit our website at woolseytheatre.co.uk or call the box office on 01473 295 900.
The New Woolsey Theatre is a registered charity and relies on funding partners, investors and donations. We gratefully acknowledge the support of Arts Council England, Suffolk County Council and Ipswich Borough Council.
This podcast is for entertainment purposes. It's produced and managed by our friends at podtalk.co.uk and is the copyright of the New Woolsey Theatre.